We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Tesem Beis. We are beginning with 2.7 lines from the top. It said in our Mishnah, they later write Svarim b'chol lashon. Shmuel Gamliel says not only Yavanis. Shmuel Gamliel emeh af b'svarim le'tiru shi'ichtavu el Yavanis. Even by Sefer Torah, you only let it write it only Yavanis. Omra v'om re'echanon halacha k'shmuel Gamliel pasuk k'shmuel Gamliel. Omra re'echanon my time is Shmuel Gamliel. Omra k'ra the pasuk says yaf deli kim li'yefes v'yishkoim v'ol eshem. That Hashem will give a certain yofi to Yefes, which Yefes, the Greeks come from Yefes, and the lashon is very yafa, is very, very beautiful. And the yishkov al yishem will arrest al yishem as a sefer Torah. Dvarav shel Yefes yiu al yishem. Make the mar. Hey, no, it's yaf. Maybe goyim and magog. Maybe it's different nation called goyim and magog. Or mechiba abba. In time, l'chsev yaf legam Yefes. Has to be the niceness of Yefes. Yifuyos is Yefes. Yeh b'al yishem. The beautiful languages of Yefes will be b'al yishem, which is Greek and not goyim and magog. So it comes out from here. Same shemuel. What's the makar from Yavanis? I could cash my shi. Yeah. The problem is we learned before. As Tamei Amelech, we learned. As Tamei Amelech was the reason in Yavanis. Okay, so what's pshat over here? It's more saying the reason why he learned in Greek is because he had to go Yefes. So four more says Tamei Amelech. So he the Sas Emes, and he says it must be a stira in the. It's machlekes the two sugyas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's pshat in the Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is someone else, not Rabbi Seinu. Because what's the raya? Because if he this lechera, even Neviim Ksuvim can be written in all the languages. Yaflikim Yefes. Bishlama, if you learn Tamil Melech, Dafka the Torah. But if you learn Yaflikim Yefes, it's other things. That's Sfas Emes time. He says, Rashi before says Rabbi Seinu is a Shimon Gamliel, and that's what we spoke at when we learned the Gemara. So that's Sfas Emes, it can't be. Because here we see a different thing. But others learn, no, it's only a smachta over here. And really, the reason is Mais Tamil Melech, this is a smachta from the Krah. Huh?
Depends on the Mishnah.
What's right in the Mishnah?
Right,
that's who has Sfas Emes learns?
Yeah.
That's because this pasuk, you have to come to the Yefes. Svar means all Tanakh. Our Mishnah means all Tanakh. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda learned on Amalal, Dafka Sefer Torah, not the Viyam Ksuvim. That's a Mais Tamil Melech. So Sfas Emes learns it's a Machlaikis. That's a pretty good Shema. Others work it out. That's a smachta, like he worked out. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, not a Ein Bein. We know that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Kohen Gadol, needed Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. You had to smear him with a special shemen, special oil called Shemen HaMishcha. In the time of the end of the first base of Mikdash, by Yoshio HaMelech, they hid the Shemen HaMishcha. They hid the Aron, Shemen HaMishcha, no more. So then, to become a Kohen Gadol, you wore extra, the Meruba Begadim, you wore the 8 Begadim. You know, Kohen Gadol does Avodah with 8 Begadim. So you dressed him with 8 Begadim, that's how he became a Kohen Gadol. Are there any differences between the Kohen Gadol of the first base of Mikdash or the Kohen Gadol of the second base of Mikdash? That's really the question. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Bein Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Mashuach, B'Shem HaMishcha, Meruba Begadim. There's no differences. They all both do the same things. Ella para bakal mitzvahs. The only difference is like this. The halacha is in the Torah that if a Kohen Gadol makes a psak on an avera that really deserves karas, and he does like his psak by mistake, he doesn't bring a regular chatas, he brings a par Kohen Mashiach, which has special halachas. It's a special halacha of the par Kohen Mashiach. It's brought b'fnim. And that's only for a Kohen Mashiach. A Merubah B'Gadim type of Kohen Gadol does this, will not bring this par. So that's the only difference between a Kohen Mashiach and a Kohen Merubah B'Gadim is par about Kol HaMitzvahs. Tosfos speaks out that the par held Davashat Tzibur, even though there it says a Kohen Mashiach is the one who brings it, still there's a ribui that even a Kohen Hedid could bring that carbon. It doesn't have to be Kohen Mashiach. And the par held Davashat Tzibur will apply for both Kohen Gadolim equally. What's a Kohen Meshamesh, a Kohen She'avar? It means like this. If you have a Kohen Gadol, then it becomes Tamei. When he's Tamei, he can't serve as a Kohen Gadol. So you replace him with another Kohen Gadol. When he becomes Tar again, he gets his job back. He's called the Kohen Meshamesh. Now the Kohen who took him over for a week, he's called Kohen She'avar. So the halach is, he's still does avoid the Shemayna Begadim according to our Mishnah. The only difference in both of them is that we know a Kohen Gadol brings every day Chavite Kohen Gadol. It only can bring one Chavitim. So that the main Kohen Gadol brings it, not the Kohen Shava. Same thing with all the Pari and Kippurim, the special things we have in Kippurim. Only the Kohen Gadol brings it because you can't bring two of them. So that's the only difference in Kohen Meshamesh and Kohen Shava. What? No, it's not. There's more. No, each one can have one Shemayna Begadim. Why is only one set? Just the only ones that are Kohen headed also? No. There's more than one set. There's a lot of Kohen Gadol. Here's a possible. Now everyone want to know. Here's a possible. It's a trivia question. You have two Kohen Gadol. Two Kohen Gadol right here. You have a Kohen Shavah and Kohen Shavah.
Once a Kohen becomes ice, he doesn't know any Melachah.
Oh, so we'll talk about this. Very good. You're bucking him, Sechaz. You're going to talk about it soon. I'm serious. We're going to talk about it soon. Talk about it. The first line in the Mishnah, Okay, first line in the Mishnah, it says that Ein Ben Koyim Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha L'Meruba B'Godim El Parah Bal Kol HaMitzvos, which you call Par Koyim Mashiach. Right, this is the first line in the Mishnah. A reason is a regular Kohen Gadol. Just in the second Mishnah, you didn't have Meshuach HaMishcha. What's the difference? The only difference is Par Koyim Mashiach. Holy in Parian Kapurim, Vasir Seifa, Zevet Shavim. Well, guy, Parian Kapurim, Vasir Seifa, that's Shavim. That means the second mistake is, of course, they brought the Parian Kapurim because he was a regular Kohen Gadol, just he's a Meruba B'Godim, he didn't have the Shem HaMishcha anymore. And he brought a Chavitim every day as well. That's the same thing. So, Dr. Moravaiter, Masnissim, Deloik Rameyer. Our Mishnah Dalag Rameyer. The Rameyer, Hatayim with the Rabbiso, Meruba B'Godim may be parable Kol HaMitzvahs. The Rameyer. Rameyer argues on our Mishnah. Rameyer holds that Meruba B'Godim of the second Mishnah Mikdash could bring a parable Kol HaMitzvahs. Then we'll make a drosh in a second. Macham, in a maybe, you can't bring. My time with the Rameyer. I says Kayan Mashiach. My time with the Rameyer. The Tanya, we went to the Rabbiso. It says in the Pasuk, Mashiach, Ein Le'el Meshuach, Mashem and Mishcha. We only see from there that a Kohen Gadol that was a Meshuach Hashem HaMishcha brings this carbon of par Kohen Mashiach, Meruba B'Godim Anayin. How do you know a Kohen Gadol that only had the extra B'Godim to make him into a Kohen Gadol, how do we know that he also brings a par Kohen Mashiach? Tam Aleima extra hey, Ha Mashiach. Okay, so the ratio of the Mishnah is not like Ramea. Why? Because Ramea holds you could bring a par Kohen Mashiach. Mayakim, not like Ramea. Well, that's not a ratio of Mishnah, not like Ramea. Aim is safe. Chara the safe is like Ramea. Because Aim is safe. This is to me, Moshe's Kasha. Aim is safe. Aim ben Koyim Mashamash Koyim Sha'ava, El Parim Kapur Masir Seifa. We said both the Koyim Mashamash Koyim Sha'ava, both do avoid the which might have begotten and everything. The only difference is Parim Kapur Masir Seifa. Holochol of Reim Zavadar Shavim. That's Asan Loramea. It goes according to Ramea. It's not the Bryce. So, Ira Boy Psul. If a Koyim Gol got apostle, Psul means he became Tame, or he broke his hand, whatever it is. Uminu Koyin Akatachtov, or the different Koyin came instead of him. Rishon Choyzel Avadasai. When the Rishon gets better, he gets his Avayda back. Shani, Kol Mitzvahs Kuna Gedayla Alav. He has all the Mitzvahs Kuna Gedayla, which means he wears Shmaya Begadim, he can't marry a Mono, and he, all those Alachas, the Rabbi. I be ACM like this. Rishon Choyzel Avadasai. Shani, the second one, ain't a Rayla Kangadal, like Kan Hadid. He's like in between, he can't be a Kangadal, can't be a Kan Hadid. Bar Rav Yosi, Ma'is Rav Yosi ben Ulam Mitzipayrish Irabai Psul B'Kohen Gadol. A Psul happened to the Kohen Gadol. Uminu Tachtav, and they put him instead. They put Rav Yosi ben Ulam as the Kohen Gadol in the interim. Uva Ma'is Vrecham V'Amru Rishoyin Chayes L'Vadase. The first one got better. He goes back to Zavayda. Sheni, which is Rav Yosi, ain't a Rayu Lo Kohen Gadol Kohen Hadid. Why not? Kohen Gadol he can't be from Eva. He can't have two Kohen Gadolim. It's going to be fight. Kohen Hadid you can't. But from Ma'ilam Kares don't read them. So that's Rabbi Yaisi Shita. So what do you see? The fear of Yaisi, the Kohen Gadol, is like a no man's land. So our mission is not like a race, it's like a mayor. So come that the race is not Rameya, because the race says doesn't have the power of Kohen Mashiach. And the safe is Rameya. Tomorrow I ask Kasha, Reisha Abonim, safe Rameya. Or Rav Chista in, yeah, Reisha Abonim, safe Rameya. It's not the end of the world. It's actually two different Mishnais. It's two different parts, two different things. One, Reisha Abonim, safe Rameya. Rabbi Yaisi, Aymer. Rabbi, they're both Rabbi, Vinos Levit Anoi, and on one hand he held like Rameyer, and one hand like Rabbi Yosi. It's Dishkefalach, and the race was Rabbanon, and not Rabbi Yosi. Race is Rabbanon, and Sefer is Rameyer. That's how he held. But it's really one Tana Rabbi. Now the question is, you have to speak out, very important question. It says, why can a Kohen Hadid do avoid, why can he do avoid like Kohen Hadid? Why not? Because Ma'alam Kohen is going to read him. I'll tell you much more parts of Pshat. He's really a Kohen Gadol. Just why is he not being Kohen Gadol? Because of Eva. Which means, Be'etim is a Kohen Gadol. The only reason not a Kohen Gadol is because of Eva. So of course he can't do Avayda. You know why? It's because of Begadim. He can't do Avayda like Kohen Hadid because of Begadim. It's very frank, Tysus. Tysus is a very important question. Tysus Teretz is, the Be'etzem Bezdin has a right to take someone and make him not a Kohen Gadol. They have a right to make you, for whatever reason, because of Eva, they can say, they can make you into a Kohen Hadid. They didn't want to do that. Because Malam Kersh will read them. They didn't want to make you into a Kohen Hadid because Malam Kersh will read them. The way he is right now, it's an Isser de Arisa to do Avayda. Because they didn't make him the Kohen Hadid, and it's more than just Eva. It's the right, because it's Mechus of Begadim, so he can't do, it's Mechus of Begadim if he does it, because only that's Eva, he's not a Kohen Gadol, so he can't do like Kohen Hadid more than just a Smile of Mekadish, because it's Mechus of Begadim. But the reason why they didn't make him the Kohen Hadid is because Smile of Mekadish for Lemon Reading. Zok to Mishnah Vaita, one more Mishnah to the next Mishnah, let's go. It says in the Mishnah, but there's something called a Bama, Gedolim Bama Ketana. That means, in Shiloh, they had a building. It was a Mishkan was in a building. So then the Bamas were Asa. Same thing in the Beis HaMikdash. When they had the Beis HaMikdash, Bamas were Asa. Bamas means someone could bring a carbon anywhere they want on a Bama. But when the Klal Yisrael was in Gilgal, or in, when Klal Yisrael, when the Mishkan was in Noiv Givayim, that was called a Bama Gedoyla, where the Mishkan was, and then you were allowed to bring a carbon out of Bama Katana. So, Ein Bein Bama Gedoyla, Bama Katana, at that time, there's no difference in Bama Gedoyla, Bama Katana, El Pesachim. Only carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach cannot be brought on your own private Bama, it has to be brought to the Bama Gedoyla. But everything else is equal. And then we'll explain a little better. Anything that kibur is an adava, let's say a oila and a shlamim, you could bring on a bama katana. Anything that can't be donated, for example, asham chatas carbon sibur, all this can't be donated. Ain karavam, you can't bring on a bama katana. And even a bama gedayla, we see in the Gemara, you only allowed to bring carbon sibur, but you can't bring a carbon yachad of a chatas on a bama gedayla either. But it says the difference between bama gedayla and bama katana is psachim. Frank Demar, Psachim Suloi. The Mishnah itself says there's a lot of other nafkaminas. The carbon tzibur is a nafkamina. Only psachim. That's the only difference. The difference is any carbon tzibur you can't bring on a bama katana, only on a bama gedayla. So Gemara says aim psachim. It has to be like psachim, which means psachim is a carbon tzibur. It's called a carbon tzibur. Whoever brings it themselves, it's called a carbon tzibur, and it's also kavu as man. Only kabanas tzibur that kavu as man could be brought on bama gedayla. But a carbon tzibur that's not kavu as man cannot be brought on bama gedayla. What's an example of a carbon tzibur that's not kavu as man? The example is a par helm dava shel tzibur, which means a par that's brought if the ganz klal Yisrael does a avera with a sack from Bezdin, or a seira avayazara, the ganz klal Yisrael does a avayazara, a special carbon. Those kabanas cannot be brought on bama gedayla. Why? It's not kavu as man. It doesn't have as man. So it has to be ka'im psachim. Huh? No, neither. Can't remember neither. Right. Bama Gedayla is always better. The carbon tzibur can only be brought on Bama Gedayla, but it has to be also kavu as man, like psachim. That's what it says. Eim ke'eim psachim. Mani Rav Shimni. Time Rav Shimni. Av tzibur lo yikriva el psachim v'choyva shekavu lam zman. Only psachim and choyva is that are kavu as man. Let's say the tamid and the musafim and the yom tovim karbonos. Av choyva is she'ein kavu lam zman, but choyva is not kavu as man. Like we said, the example is par helm david shibur and sirva yizara hacha v'hacha lo yikarav. Both Bama Gedayla and Bama Katana loy karav akaponim. So that's what comes out, that there's something called a Bama Katana and a Bama Gedayla. Bama Katana, you can bring any nidr of a nidr, anything that could be done in Dava, and of course the Bama Gedayla also. The difference between Bama Gedayla and Bama Katana is carbon tziva kavul amzman. In the Bama Gedayla, you can bring the kavul amzman, the carbon tziva is kavul amzman, like psachim and tamidim and other things like that. Mashenkin in Bama Katana, you can't. And you can't bring at all par helm, dava shot tziva, or tziva zara, or any chatas cannot be brought on those bombers. You have to wait until Shiloh, until the base of Mikdash.